This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Good news for Lyft. They've managed to raise $1 billion as it slowly but surely gained some ground on Uber. The startup said it raised the $1 billion in funding led by a venture capital fund of Google parent Alphabet, giving Lyft some new financial ammunition. Joining us now from San Francisco to talk about what Lyft plans on doing with all this new financing and where it stands against Uber is The Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger.
Thanks for having me.
So even with this big investment from Alphabet, Lyft is still playing catch up with Uber, you know, as far as valuation and the whole nine. Does Lyft gain a lot of ground with this?
Well, not quite. It's always nice to have $1 billion, but they're about the sixth or seventh the size of Uber just by valuation. They don't operate anywhere but the U.S. today. Uber operates all around the world, with the exception of China and a few other little markets. Just in terms of the business in that regard, Lyft is miles behind Uber. However, in the key U.S. market, they're really competitive. They are much smaller still, but they are gaining market share in some big cities that are considered important. And this is a big boost. Having Google as a backer is always a nice thing. Lyft seems to have ambitions outside of the U.S., which will, of course, ramp up the competition.
And, you know, it's important to note that Uber is still making its own moves. What's the latest on their potential investment from SoftBank?
They're still working on it. They are working on terms at which SoftBank will offer to buy shares back from existing investors on the secondary market. So, you know, there's a bit of haggling over the price at which they'll offer it. SoftBank, as you can imagine, wants it to be low. Investors want it to be high. And so they're working out those details. But that's expected to be resolved in the coming days.
Right. Getting back to the whole Uber versus Lyft thing, money is essential, but tougher to manage is perception. You know, PR, marketing is vital. It's been a nightmare for Uber, to say the least. We've spoken about a lot on this podcast. If there is one thing that Lyft seems to have found a better groove with, is that whole game, is that image. Has that been carefully crafted, this image that they have of the friendlier alternative to Uber?
Absolutely. They've had ad campaigns that cast Uber as this sort of evil monolith and thinly veiled references in their advertisements. They've just allowed themselves to stay below the fray, put their hands up and say, well, we're not those guys, we're us, and we have our own culture here. You know, Lyft started out with this sort of friendly image of smiling drivers who would fist bump you when you got in the car, and they've stuck to that alternative message. The reality is, you get in a Lyft, you get in an Uber, they seem very similar. The drivers are mostly the same. Many of them drive for both. So Lyft had a successful marketing campaign in many respects and just sort of saying, we're not them.
Alphabet entering this equation obviously has the potential to mix things up with its investment. Do you see a scenario where Alphabet uses its pull to get more say in the company's direction? And what could that mean?
They're adding a board member. That takes Lyft to 10 board members. So Alphabet has a direct influence in that way. And of course, Alphabet, through its many divisions, is conflicted all over the place. They're an investor in Uber. They're also suing Uber. And so it's this tangled web of connections and investments. And you can imagine that Google can pull strings in a number of directions that benefits Google.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger about Lyft's big investment from Alphabet. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thank you for joining us. So this investment obviously comes as Lyft has many irons in the fire. You mentioned how they're looking to expand internationally. Any company in the car game these days is thinking about autonomous cars. So I imagine a lot will be pumped into that. What are Lyft's latest moves in that game? What can we expect from them there?
They're partnering up with everybody under the sun, practically. They have partnerships with Ford, GM, Google through its Waymo division. A number of startups, Land Rover and Jaguar, and they also recently opened a lab where they're going to develop software and hardware that can apply to self-driving vehicles. So Lyft has taken, initially at least, this approach of reaching partnerships, making nice with all the other companies out there that are making autonomous vehicles, and we'll add our own secret sauce to the mix. Uber has taken a different approach, which is we're going to develop it all in-house, make it ours, make sure it works with our system. Maybe later we'll reach partnerships.
It'll be interesting to see how it all pans out for both companies. Greg, thanks as always for the latest.
Thank you.
For the latest on Lyft and Uber, you can follow Greg's coverage at WSJ.com. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.